Tapestry Charter student Maymuna Salim from Kenya, talking in her native language to her mother, demonstrating to her how the voice-activated reading companion program can assist in pronouncing words.
The West Coast.
How is this reading program helping?
It helps me a lot. It helped me with my vocab and spelling. And the more I read, the better it gets.
Salim and her family have been in Buffalo for 12 years. She's learned English and has improved her reading. But for her mother, language remains a struggle.
It would help my mother, her vocab. She got better at it, but the more she read, the better it would get.
But now, thanks to Computers for Children, they're providing these Tapestry students with a computer reading program they can take home and share with their families. Tapestry principal Lynn Bass.
Trying to get the language to match, and the tests that we have to give high school students are very real, and it's a goal. And so step by step, it's all about sort of showing the kids that it's a matter of growth in incremental steps.
Tapestry teacher Tiffany Fanning is finding success with her ESL students. She says teachers can track reading comprehension and vocabulary trouble spots.
So that way, as a teacher, I know what words I need to reinforce with my students. Some students may not know the meanings of these words. Some students may not know how to pronounce these words. So these are words that I can review in my ESL or literacy setting.
My reading is, I'm not saying that it's really good. It is okay, but my pronunciation is really different from America.
Brezhna Hashmatullah is from Afghanistan and grew up in Russia. She's only been in Buffalo for 2 years. She's working on her reading and learning vocabulary.
It's have like different topics that you can learn about it, like about the test, about any book. You know, it's different information that you can learn.
IBM donated the software, First Niagara, the computers. Computers for Children refurbished about 4,000 computers with the new reading program to distribute in the community. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.